Okay, we're so glad you're back with us today at GoldSeek.com Radio for another Gold Nugget segment. Today's special guest, Bill Murphy from Gotta.org and La Metropole Cafe. Bill Murphy is at the helm of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, GATA, with Chris Powell working on behalf of investors to expose the powers that be manipulating the precious metals market. Welcome back, Bill Murphy.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
You know, I understand you have some big news regarding the ongoing silver investigation.
The CFTC, after 5 years investigating Morgan for manipulating the silver market, decided to drop it today, saying that there was no basis for them to go further. It took them 5 years to do this, which is beyond me, but it's so egregious, because right now the Justice Department, and this is according to Morgan themselves, is investigating Morgan for market manipulation and wrongdoing in six different aspects of their business. And I think there's been one or two added since they announced that. It's unbelievable how they're being investigated by the Justice Department. So, and the CFTC investigation into silver was probably the most obvious one of all. I mean, GATA testified, thanks to Andrew McGuire, in front of the CFTC over 3 years ago with emails about their investigating it. There was two more whistleblowers that surfaced last year that talked about J.P. Morgan's trading in offshore accounts, manipulating the market. One guy got so afraid he moved to China. I mean, they have it all, but as GATA said, we're not surprised in the slightest and expected this, because as we have long claimed, the manipulation of the gold and silver markets is partly a government operation. The CFTC is investigating their own bosses. The fact that they wouldn't come up with anything is par for the course.
Do you suppose that silver might be a victim of its own diminutive size relative to other markets? I mean, for instance, the entire silver market can't be as large as just one single Dow component.
Well, that's a good point, and that's obviously the case. And the reason they're manipulating silver market, would say, who would care, because it's looked as money like gold is. And way back when they decided to get into this price suppression drills and scheme, they realized they had to manipulate silver as well as gold, because the dichotomy of one doing one thing, one doing the other, wouldn't work. So they got involved heavily into manipulating the silver market for that reason.
It makes you wonder what they're thinking, though, because even the Rothschilds, who were known as the world's experts of the precious metals markets, they got out of the business, you know, about a decade ago.
Well, that was a good point, because they're very smart people, and what they did was get out of the fixing business, which they were a part of for hundreds of years in London, and they knew all about the price manipulation. They knew it would eventually fail. They knew the price of gold and silver were going to take off, because I think when they got out, the gold was something like $460 or something, went up to nearly $2,000. So they knew what was coming, and they think big picture, longer term. They know it's going to be a big scandal someday, so they just said they washed their hands of it and walked away.
They were heavily involved in the market back to the times of Napoleon. I mean, they were cornering the British bond market and selling precious metals, I believe. As Waterloo was announced, their couriers gave them the information something like 12 hours ahead. In a Bloomberg.com survey, 64 economists expected the Fed to taper. Fed officials, they obviously know something the rest of us suspect. What do you think?
They don't like to jerk a lot of their people around, so to speak, in terms of setting things up. And they had to be petrified to tinker with this tapering situation, and they left it alone and stunned everybody. And what it says is just really how what they've done hasn't worked to what they need to do yet. The economy in the U.S. is on shaky ground. Even today, Walmart started making noise about disappointing sales, and there's a lot of things turning. And this is after pumping all this money into the system, although a lot of it, as we know, has not gotten in the system. So it just shows you how really difficult situation they're in, and it explains why over the past year the Dow, gold has been killed while the Dow keeps going up on the same tapering situation. So they're petrified of something. They're petrified of higher rates. They're petrified of what the dollar could do. They're scared of some kind of black swan derivative event. And that's why they've been all over the gold market.
Shift gears to the silver market. You know, demand remains incredibly strong despite lower prices. We're seeing record demand from retail and high net worth buyers. They've consumed 15% of the total world silver production. That's 120 million ounces of the 787 million total mined from 2012. The U.S. Mint reported record sales of silver coins. That's 33 million, over 1,000 tons already. That matches last year's total sales. The Perth Mint, the Royal Canadian Mint, near record sales again. And plus, sources show 144% leap in the maple leaf sales, 60% surge in the sale of silver maple leaf coins. What do you think? Is demand as hot as folks think?
Yeah, well, the big guys are out there for sure. I'm not so sure what the little guys are doing, because from a lot of sources I get, you know, they've backed off. Now, of course, demand from overseas is very strong. And, of course, it should be for what these prices are. They're artificially low. With gold, anything above 1,300 or down here, and you know, silver where it is at, you know, 21, 22 bucks an ounce. I mean, it is retrospect to be seen as an incredible buy. So it's certainly a great time to be accumulating.
According to the COT report, commercials are once again covering their shorts. As we start to see them cutting back on their bearishness, the markets tend to find their footing, particularly in silver here. Do you have any comments on the COT report?
Well, the big one is that the open interest in silver has gone down from 166,000 contracts before the mid-April, what I call a financial terrorist attack, down to about 112,000. And meanwhile, as would be expected, J.P. Morgan, well, of course, there's no fixing, has been covering its short positions on the way down. So it's setting up for washing out the market and for a very substantial move to the upside, and it should occur this fall, or I'll be off base.
Well, I know you also keep an eye on the technical side of the markets, and the picture has been improving in the past 2 months. After this sluggishness passes, do you agree we're likely to see a retest of $15.25 gold and $26 silver?
Yeah, well, if I'm correct again, you know, they've pretty much washed this thing out to do what we mentioned earlier, why they took it down, and these prices are just way too low. And at some point in here, they're going to have to retreat again, and which is what they did, you know, after 2001, all the way up till, 2 years ago. And then, of course, it was just going to be a year ago soon when they started to bring gold out from 1793, you know, back to below 1200. So it's been quite a raid. We think they've gone through a great deal of their available central bank supply to do it. Everybody knows the Chinese are just buying the gold up. I mean, it's phenomenal what they're doing, and that increases every year, and it's a new demand item. So they've had to give up a lot of their gold to do it, and I think they're going to be forced to retreat again, and we should have a spectacular fall.
You know, it's a great point, because India is apparently going to pull back on some of their more stringent import laws against gold, because they were trying to repair their balance of payment with the very, very sluggish rupee, trying to support their currency there. And they couldn't curtail oil because it's the lifeblood of the economy, so they targeted gold. Interestingly, silver did skyrocket in demand in place of gold during that time. So they're pulling back on some of their import levies, if you will. So that's going to be, hopefully, an impetus for higher prices in gold. And then, as you say, China, you know, the amazing singularity drawing in huge amounts of gold. And once it crosses that event horizon, it's never seen from or heard again. It's illegal to export any sizable gold bullion from their shores. And we're hearing of record imports from Hong Kong into mainland China. Plus, they can hardly keep supplies of silver and gold on the new Shanghai Precious Metals Exchange. Unlike the COMEX, which it's like pulling teeth to get any gold off the COMEX, the Shanghai Exchange actually specializes in delivery. If you can imagine such a thing, it's an index, an exchange that does its job. And they are delivering huge amounts of gold and silver. So it's certainly something to watch.
I think it's interesting that, you know, as you mentioned, the getting into the tapering thing, I reported as way before it happened, minutes now, that this thing was obviously the gold price jumped. And it was obviously people had inside information. There's been a big flap lately about this millisecond algorithm trade right at the time. But no, it's much bigger than that. Friday before the Lawrence Summers announced, all of a sudden, late in the day, gold moved. So it's just part of the corrupt nature of the gold market. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So what happened was, you had the tapering, gold goes up $70, and just like you mentioned, the Fed beat people who predicted what was going to happen. Everyone was caught offside in the trading world, except for those people that were able to get out of it right ahead of the announcement. And so that we're going into an option expiry today. And so all of a sudden, these people were all exposed. And, of course, with the tape, gold should have kept on going. Instead, they put in yet another raid. Gold was taken right back down to a low of 1305 yesterday, allowed all these people to get out there, were caught offside, bailed them out. And now that it's ending, people had a chance to get out again this morning with a 1316 low. And then all of a sudden, now gold's up to 1335, 1338. Going right back up again. They let these guys out.
We were talking about this before the show, so just to give people the context. One of the largest moves in 2 years occurred right after the Fed announced no tapering in precious metals, particularly gold, ran up nearly 5% just after that move. And you pointed out, and they knocked it right down, and it just smacks of more manipulation.
We have never seen the gold cartel be as aggressive as they have been. We pointed out every day, Plan A, they sell around 3 a.m. New York time. They have the same kind of, they do the same maneuvers over and over and over again. And we still think they're going to be forced to retreat, but it's all being managed. Until it blows up, it's probably going to be managed.
As we wrap up here, maybe you could tell folks more about Gata.org and La Metropole Cafe. I understand that Chris Powell will soon be making an interesting and exciting trip into Asia to spread the gospel.
Yeah, he'll be out there spreading the Gata gospel in Asia and Australia, New Zealand, and leaves on Sunday. And I think he's going to be on CNBC over there with Bernie Lowe, too. And that should be a great trip for him and for Gata. People go to www.gata.org to check out what Chris is up to and what he sends out, and then they can go to La Metropole Cafe, which I've been doing for 15 years now, and they can sign up for a two-week free trial and see if what I have to say is of value.
Very good. Well, hat tip for all the great work you're doing, and please keep it up.
Will do. Thanks, Chris. Have a good one.